طيب question. Well, what's the wisdom behind visiting the graves? Open question. The sunnah visit, of course. Not the bid'ah visit. Now, reminding oneself of the hereafter. And taking admonition. First. Yes. Second is the benefit to the deceased by the dua of the visitor. Two things, therefore. Correct answers. What is the first answer? First answer is that this is a benefit to the visitor. A benefit to the visitor where he gets admonition concerning the hereafter. The second thing, it's a benefit for the visited. Benefiting by the dua of the visitor. Is that clear? What are the prohibited types of visitations, of grave visitations? Crying and wailing. Going to Medina, visiting the grave of the Prophet specifically. Traveling for the purpose of visiting a grave, yes. Calling up the dead for help. To ask from the deceased, invoking the dead. MashaAllah, some good answers. Yes. Now let's have them in order. First, listen to the differences clearly and attentively, please. Now, first, to visit, invoking the occupants. Invoking the grave occupant. This is major shirk, taking the person out of the fold of Islam. Second, invoking Allah, visit, invoking Allah by the occupants, meaning taking them as wasila, means of nearness to Allah. This is forbidden innovation, and it is lesser shirk. Third, to invoke Allah by the graves. This is forbidden innovation because the visitor believes that the invocation at the gravesite or by the gravesite has a special significance. Fourth, to visit in order to agitate the grieve. This falls under niyaha, wailing, and it is forbidden. You know, some people want to visit their father's grave in order to agitate and incite grief, right? Many do this. This falls under wailing and it is forbidden. Fifth, to visit in order to contemplate and take heed, be admonished that one day death is inevitable. This is mashru', legal. The Prophet ﷺ said, زُورُ الْقُبُورِ فَإِنَّهَا تُذَكِّرُ بِالْآخِرَةِ. Visit the graves because it reminds you of the hereafter. Visit the graves for it reminds you of the hereafter. The Prophet ﷺ said, sixth, to visit it in order to invoke Allah for its occupants. And this is permissible. These are the types of grave visits. We should add, yes, for women it's the correct opinion is not. We should add also, with respect to the grave of the Prophet ﷺ, with respect to the grave of the Prophet ﷺ, it is forbidden to set travel, establish travel for the visitation. And this is, if this is forbidden for the Prophet, then by all means to any other person. Right? And if this is forbidden for the Prophet ﷺ, then how about others? By all means. And seventh, it is permissible to establish visit to the Prophet's masjid, and while there it is legal to offer a visit to the Prophet ﷺ and his two companions, but not to make dua there, but not to make dua by their sight. As to women, it is not permissible to visit the grave sites, but if they pass by a cemetery, they can make the general dua. Now, we answered this before. The general dua to Assalamu alaykum, Ahla qawmin muslimin, Rudara qawmin muslimin, Antum السابقون وإن شاء الله إنا بكم لاحقون, رحم الله المستقدمين منكم المستأخرين. نسأل الله لنا ولكم العافية. This is the general dua. And invoking Allah for their to have rahmah upon them. Now, this is a good question. Some ask me this question. If this ruling of Sharia, why does the Saudi government allocate a specific time for women to visit, and then I cannot answer? We answered this before, right? The ulama mentioned that this does not constitute a visit to a grave, because the legal visit to the grave is to stand by the grave at the head of the occupant's position. And this is not the case, this is not established at the Prophet's grave and his companions, because there are three walls separating the grave from the outside. You know that? Did you know the story of these three huge lead? They protected the grave after that story. You know the story? Yes. They poured lead there in a triangular shape. And Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah had a beautiful poem in his Nuniyya. And he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the call of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and protected his grave. Following the story of the Khalifa, or the ruler of who came and who saw in the dream these two people who came to wanted to dig a tunnel under the site of the apartment in order to take the body of the Prophet ﷺ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assisted this ruler, and he came all the way to Medina, and then he searched for them and beheaded them. And then he ordered for the building of this shield. So the ulama said this does not constitute a real visit, because the visit to the grave site is to stand by the side of the head of the person. And this is not feasible. But if they do there, you go by what is most likelihood. Most likelihood is that because of the nature of women, especially the affection and the emotion, this can be against her, such that this may lead to wailing, and they may also lead to shirk. And the Sharia came with all the means that inhibit these matters. No, you can't say what if and we shan't if. You cannot say what if and she. She can be carried by emotions. Her son, her father, her husband. You go with the most likelihood. Yeah, but if you open the door, then someone who doesn't have will bring others who have. The one who doesn't have, you know, say, okay, this one doesn't have. Then the one who has will come and say, oh, me, I have all the relatives. How you allow this one who doesn't have? Right? Answer. You open can of all sorts of things. So shut the door. Shut the door. And be on the safe side. Yes, it is because there is a strong forbiddance. It's a strong forbiddance. In fact, there is a curse. That's what you think, sister. If you pass by them, then contemplate. You don't have to go up there by every grave there and then sit and contemplate. But you didn't answer me on the first point. You brought another point. She doesn't know any of the people there. I answered you on that. And I asked you, this will open the way for others to say, if this one who is unrelated is allowed, then what do you know? Then all of us who are related should go. Right? Subhanallah. You are coming to me with if and but, and you are not answering my question. You are not answering to the question that was answered to you. I'm asking you this. Wouldn't this open the room for others to say, by all means, we are more entitled to go than this woman who has no person who is related? Right? Of course. Then in this case, you pave the way for wailing and shirk practices by many. Then why should we do this? No, but not the same thing with respect to the brothers. Not the same thing. Because by the nature of woman, she is different. If you don't know this, then I quit the room and I'm leaving. Because then I need a piece of rest. If you don't know there is a difference in terms of the nature of woman and the impact of this on such matters? No, this is general answer. This is general answer. This is a vague answer. This is like roaming around the bushes. Not we are not all the same in terms of emotions. Who is more strongly inclined? Yeah, okay. Yeah, you better drop it, really. No, you're not going to agree. Who is more strongly inclined to be more emotional by the graves? You tell me. Not anyone else. Who is more strongly inclined to be more emotional? More emotional. Don't tell me some brothers do. Now, I am saying majority of women. I didn't say this. It is the most likelihood that they are more inclined. And when we say this is general, not particular, I mentioned this from the very beginning. And I mentioned to you, when we talk about it, we say majority. Most likelihood. More than. That's it. Alhamdulillah. This is not from the etiquette. This is not from the etiquette of discussing things like this. It is not right. It is not from the etiquette of doing this like that. You shut and you open. When you are the person asking the question, you can say, I am not convinced about this, and you go and visit the graves from tomorrow. our duty is to clear out the matters for you. You abide or you don't abide, we don't have a dictatorship on you. You go tomorrow, it's your responsibility. It's not a matter of difference of opinion. It is a matter of a weak opinion. Still you are giving vague things. You don't want to agree, that's fine. But don't make it just like that, with these generalities of answers. It is a matter of a weak opinion, we agree. It is a matter of opposing the objectives of Sharia to prevent against shirk and its shirk means, the weak opinion falls apart and disintegrates. Because the Sharia came with things which will prohibit all the means that lead to shirk. And this is a means which is likely. I want you to go on Eid days and see the number of women around the graves. Okay, we'll give you now from experience. See the number of women in most Muslim countries on Eid days, tomorrow or after tomorrow. You'll be amazed. How many number of women from the early time of dawn, they go there and they do all sorts of innovations and wail. And some of them would say, you will hear that openly, my son, why my son? Why my son? Why my father? Sister Ahmed, do we have a full discussion on this, don't we? We did something before. We do. Can you give it to Sister? You gave the link? Oh, I didn't notice. JazakAllah khair.